This morning's scripture is from Galatians 4, and it's on page 189 of the New Testament, or up here, if you would like to read the words. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.
So I'm going to begin with a little introduction. I have a confession to make. I never had seen the miracle on 34th Street. Is there anyone else in the room who can join me in that confession? Just a few. So the rest of you are in good stead because it won't be foreign to you. So as I was thinking back in August about what we might do this Advent and Christmas, I was going through my files and I found a sermon series that I'd saved a few years ago. It's from a man named Dr. Gregory Fine. He's a Baptist pastor in Missouri. And he put together this Advent series for the four Sundays of Advent using clips from the Miracle on 34th Street, but the 1994 edition. I hadn't even seen the original, let alone the 94 edition. So I thought, well, maybe this will have some merit. So I ordered it. When y'all were doing other things in August, I was watching Christmas movies. And so decided it might have some merit for a series, but decided I would do it slightly different and would extend it to Christmas Eve. So if you want to get the full effect, you need to be here every Sunday in Advent, and you need to be here on Christmas Eve to get the whole gist of it, or just watch the movie on your own and listen to it on the podcast if you miss a Sunday or miss Christmas Eve. So I was asked last night, we did a screening just for people who might need to catch up, and some of you who confessed you had never seen it were there to see it with us. I was asked at the table afterwards, do I believe in miracles? Well, this whole series is based on that concept of believing in the miracle of Christmas. And I do believe, and keep that in mind, that will be important in week number 4. I do believe in miracles. And so today, as we start this sermon, this one is the miracle of the moment. Yes, my friends, a minute has passed. It can seem like a long time when you're just sitting there waiting for something to happen. But when you're doing something you really enjoy, a minute goes like that. And do you realize all that can happen in a moment's time? You talk to the parents who just sent little ones out to Sunday school, and if you remember raising your little ones, you turn your back on them for 1 minute, and what happens? Any kind of trouble or chaos can ensue. You watch a football game, and the quarterback's got the ball ready to throw to the receiver. If the moment isn't just lined up, and the receiver doesn't catch the ball, that could make all the difference in the outcome of that game. Some of you travel quite a bit, and you know what a moment can be at the airport. If you get to your gate and you see that the gate is closed, there is nothing you can do to get on that plane. It doesn't matter how much you cry or how sad you look or how much you beg, you're not going on that flight, and your day's itinerary has just changed. Anything can happen in a moment's time. And yet it is in a moment when God is at work. So in this first scene that you're going to enjoy from the movie, I have to set it up for you folks who may not know or have seen it. It features Kris Kringle, and not to be confused, Kris Kringle is the guy in the top hat wearing his fedora and has on his overcoat and a cane in his hand, not to be confused with the rent-a-Santa who's about to lead the parade. So the question is, you watch this, was it just a random place that Kris Kringle was in the right place at the right time? Or was it just a coincidence? Let's see.
What is the problem?
Your Santa Claus is wearing a top coat and a fedora.
It's not my Santa Claus.
Right. Now, throw it out. Bring it up. Right up high and down she comes. Just in the wrist, you see. It's really quite simple, you know, when you get the knack of it.
Now then, why don't you...
Okay, Pops, come on. It's my turn. Now, give me the whip.
Now, what have you just been drinking?
Oh, I just had a little something to keep me warm. Now, give me the whip.
You are intoxicated, sir.
Yeah, and you are a pain in the butt. Now,
give
me that whip.
Let me tell you something. You are a disgrace. Have you any idea how many children are watching you at this very minute, and you're drinking?
Just give me back the whip.
Let me tell you something, young man. When you put on this suit, you represent something that has a great meaning and significance to millions of people all over the world. I could overlook your poorly manufactured jacket, or even your ludicrously unbelievable beard, or perhaps your phonily padded tummy, but I will not tolerate public drunkenness. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, can I get a cop over here?
That's a very good idea, officer!
Hey, wait a minute, you.
Mrs. Walker! Mrs. Walker! Mrs. Walker! We need your help here!
Your sense of occasion.
If you're not with the parade, sir, you have to get back up on the sidewalk with everybody else.
I need to see whomever's in charge in order to alert them to this man's drunken condition.
Kiss my...
You're no easy.
Take it easy, Gramps.
Come on. Hey, come on. Let's go for a little walk, huh?
Okay, that man's such a jerk.
It's time to go to work right up in the old office.
A little drafty now.
Hey, let's just watch the parade, okay?
Come on. Okay, settle in here. Look! For us again. Gosh, if this costume fits. Gee, we'll show this guy how to do it. Whoa!
Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Sir? Sir, excuse me.
Hello. I'm Dory Walker. Oh. Director of Special Projects for C.F. Cole's department store.
It's my pleasure. As a matter of fact, I was looking for you a few moments ago. There's no doubt you saw. Your Santa Claus is inebriated.
I know. He has created such a terrible problem. I mean, millions of children are watching here and on television, and they're expecting to see Santa Claus, and, well, right now we don't have one.
That is a terrible problem.
Would you do it? Would you be our Santa Claus?
So what Kris Kringle just did was not only save Mrs. Walker's job, but think of what he did for the million people lined up on the streets of New York to see that parade, everyone who brought their children to see Santa, because you know in the parade on Thanksgiving Day, Santa's the last piece of the parade. That's what the children are waiting to see, Santa. And so he was in the right place at the right time. It was the perfect moment. We're telling a different kind of Christmas story that also has a perfect moment. Have you ever wondered why God picked that particular time and place to break forth into the world? So how did it happen? You've just heard a one-line Christmas story from the Apostle Paul. When writing to the Galatians, he said it like this, and it sums up the whole story of today. When in the fullness of time, God sent his son born of a woman into the world. Now, can you tell me what when the fullness of time is and means and when that happened? So if you think a bit about when Jesus was born, this might make sense. There's a piece of historical fact here that might show some logic to what God was up to breaking into the world at this particular moment. When Jesus was born, the world empire was Rome. If you know anything about the Roman Empire, they did something that had never been done before. They created the first major highway system known in the world. Not only could villages be connected, countries could be connected. And they also then had a common language that if you were going to get by in this new empire, whatever tongue you might speak, you might use at home, but you better know some Latin if you were going to get by in commerce, business, politics. If you wanted to do anything in that empire, you had to speak the language. It's much like what the internet did for us in making our world very small. If you think about it, this is the first time the world was made very small. It was the first time, if you're going to get a message out, the message could be delivered to all. And there's a part of the Christmas story you'll hear on December 25th that you just gloss over because it makes no sense to you. It's just some moment in time. But the whole setting to get to Bethlehem is because of the Roman Empire. Augustus has become the new emperor, and he's required a census as a means for him to count his subjects and to have a reason to add a new tax. So everybody has to go back from where they're from, and that's why you have this whole journey to Bethlehem that starts the story. It's why Bethlehem is so crowded that Mary and Joseph can't find a place to stay. It's all part of this story of time. So when the fullness of time had come, obviously God sensed this is the right moment. This is the right moment for me to do something new and dramatic. This is the right moment for me to break into this world in a way that my people might finally grasp who I am and what I'm doing. So you see, there is a miracle to the moment. God wanted this miracle to happen for the world, to be able to realize that God's love is here for all. It's an amazing story when you stop and think about the miraculous aspects of Christmas and how it's all part of God's plan. We have just launched this season of Advent. It's a preparation season. It's one of two that we have in our liturgical year. Just like Lent prepares us for Easter, Advent prepares us for Christmas. You've got 4 weeks to get ready. Now, I'm not talking about the get ready that they're doing outside of these four walls. Because if you want to miss Christmas, get caught up in that chaos. But if you want to experience the true miracle of the moment, do the work that Advent is asking you to do. To find a few moments to be quiet. Today we have Advent devotional booklets for you. They're outside on the table. You can pick them up. Take one home. Maybe tonight with your family or by yourself, take a little moment just to read the scripture and the story for today. and begin your Advent that way, with just a little quiet devotional time. Maybe as you unpack your nativity scene, instead of just getting it out of the box and getting it on the shelf or the mantle or table or wherever you're going to display it, take each figure one by one and think about their part in the story. Find some ways to perhaps reconnect with someone that you haven't seen in a long time. Check in and see how they're doing. That's the real way to celebrate and prepare for this miracle of Christmas. That's what will allow you to be able to enjoy the season at its best. You have been given a moment in time, and anything can happen in a moment. When the fullness of time has come, has that come for you in your life? Maybe that moment is right now. Maybe this is the moment that God is calling you to experience a new miracle. Maybe this is the moment that you'll finally say, I don't need to work so much. I'd rather work less and spend more time with the people I love. Maybe now is the moment for that health problem you've been ignoring, but you've got that nagging sore or pain that's just not letting go. Maybe now is the moment to do something about it. Maybe you've got someone in your life that you're not connected with anymore, whatever the reason of the estrangement. Maybe now is the moment to let that go and to reach out and say, you know, I don't even know why we got into this place in the first point, but let's move past this and reconnect. Maybe now is the moment for you to say yes to an opportunity that God has placed before you to serve. And if something's tugging at your heart and you just don't know what to do, come see me. I'll give you a few ideas. Because you hear me many weeks begging you to come do some service. So I've got all kinds of things if God's tugging you in this moment. Maybe it's just the moment you need for God to break into your life and bring you that miracle. The miracle that God brings to each one of us. The miracle of life that has no end. Are you ready to say yes to God and claim your miracle? Amen.